listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
Well, Perry Mason is certainly no stranger to police stations. But at this moment, he finds himself not as a lawyer with a client to defend, but as a man under arrest, about to be booked. As might be expected, the news has brought a crowd of reporters who now surround the lawyer and his secretary. Yes, Della is there too, her face white, but otherwise giving no sign of emotion. Mason himself smiles at the reporters as he says,
"Well, you folks didn't lose any time getting over here."
"Sergeant Barker didn't lose any time inviting us."
"Barker? He didn't make the arrest."
"Always like to do the press a favor, Mr. Mason. I tipped them off as soon as the call came in." You folks want some pictures?"
"Sure. How about a shot of you pulling an ace out of your sleeve, Mason?"
"It's too early, Jake. Wait till the trial."
"Always there with the answer. Now, Barker..."
"Well, if you boys and girls want the whole story right from the horse's mouth, here's the man to give it to you."
"Mr. Mason."
"Who's this?"
"Officer Harrigan, the man who recognized Ellen and me and brought us in."
"Then it wasn't Barker."
"I never said I made the arrest, Jake. Go on, Harrigan, tell them about it. Make it snappy. I take over from here, and I want to get these two booked and locked up."
"Okay, Sergeant, if you say so. And should I mention the..."
"The reward? You bet. It's yours."
"Well..."
"If Mason's going to keep his aces in the hole..." "Harrigan?"
"Yes?"
"How about a shot of you putting the handcuffs on Mason in the street?"
"Jake, of all the ghouls..."
"I didn't put handcuffs on them."
"Look, my paper's a tabloid. We like handcuffs. You're not going to let a couple of steel bracelets come between us, are you, Harrigan?"
"Go on, Harrigan. You might as well make it good. They've been waiting for a story like this for a long time."
"Oh, Counselor, you're killing me."
"Get on with it, Harrigan."
"Well..."
"You don't have to bother logging them." "Okay, that does it."
"Mr. Mason, Della, I wish I could tell you how sorry I am. Thanks, Helen."
"Deep thanks. And because you're so nice, here's a special tip for your column."
"Hey, wait a minute. I'm in on this, too."
"More the merrier. Quote, you may tell your readers we're going into court Monday morning and blow these charges higher than a kite. Unquote."
"Honestly, Mr. Mason?"
"Honestly."
"How about telling our readers why you ran out on your client, Mary McKean, as soon as the going got tough?"
"We didn't do any such thing, and Mary knows it, even if
Della,
you don't..."
Della. Let him make your talk out of turn.
"Well, I..."
"We had things to do, Jake. We figured we could do them better on the outside of those iron bars."
"Wait a minute, Mason. If you're trying to say you gave yourself up voluntarily, then the reward..."
"Voluntarily?"
"Oh, but we didn't give up, Sergeant Barker. The credit all belongs to Harrigan here. I'd hoped for a little more time, but the officer was too clever for me."
"Well, now I..."
"However, I'm sure that our efforts will bear fruit. That ace in the hole you were asking about, Jake..."
"If you and Miss Street will step this way, we'll book you."
"Sure.
You boys want pictures of it? You're welcome.
Come on." Give Officer Harrigan his handcuffs back on him.
"Oh, yes. Okay. Here, officer."
"Thanks."
"Oh, Barker."
"Yes?"
"Before we're booked, may I make a phone call?"
"What for, Mason? To call your lawyer?"
"No telephones until we hear from Judge Darlow about the bail."
"Okay, okay.
Step over the desk."
"Right.
You stay with me for a moment, Mystery."
"Well, I..."
"Split the crowd a little."
"Would you look at him?"
"We'll try to do as much for you as we can, Mystery."
"Very nice of you, I'm sure."
"After phone call from Judge Donald, Sergeant Barker, bail set at $100,000. Now you know how much you're worth, Mason."
"I have to do a lot of figuring to find people who trust me enough to go my bond."
"I'm good for $500, Mr. Mason."
"Thank you, Helen. Now all I need is $99,500.
The desk sergeant's ready for you now, Mr.
"Okay."
"I will need a telephone if I'm to raise that kind of bail. Can I speak to you a moment, Helen?"
"Of course.
Well, now I..."
"Beat it, Barker, or I'll skin you alive in my column."
"But, Mr.
Don't get me sore."
All right, Miss Henderson."
"Ah, that petty chiseler. He's a disgrace to the force." "What is it, Mr. Mason?"
"You do me a favor."
"Hmm?"
"And keep it under your hat."
"I promise."
"Then will you phone Paul Drake for me? I'd rather not phone him from here."
"The private detective?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, what'll I say?"
"Tell him what's happened to me. Tell him I don't want to speak to him personally, but to get hold of that boy and his snapshots and to bring him to court Monday morning."
"He'll know what you're talking about?"
"He'll know."
"Get hold of the boy and his snapshots and have him in court Monday."
"That's
huh?
it."
Hey, no secrets unless I'm in on them, too."
"Chief."
"Yes, Della."
"They're asking the same bail for me."
"Well, that ought to make you feel important, Della."
"Oh.
$100,000. Wow. Well, I'll contribute a sawbuck.
if you'll loan it to me.
Can we get a bond for $200,000, Chief?
Probably, but not tonight.
Then look, if you can raise one tonight, you take it. I don't mind a night in jail. The rest might do me good.
She's quite a gal, isn't she, Jake?
I offer to kick in a sawbuck towards her bond. Hey, Barker.
Yes?
How about paroling Miss Street in my care?
Oh, quit clowning, will you? And look, if you folks have had all the pictures you want, this isn't an open house.
Okay, we go. One question, Mason.
Yeah.
You licked. This is for publication.
Licked? Are you kidding, Jake? With the aces I've got in the hole?
Turn one over.
Oh, no, not now. If you want a peek, meet us in court on Monday. Date?
It's a date, bub. It's a date.
And an hour later, in a downtown bar and grill, we hear...
Sid, over here.
Hello, Mr. Murtaugh. You're ahead of time.
I try always to be ahead of time. Oh, what are you drinking, Sid?
As usual. Now put your coat on the rack.
Oh, thank you. Waiter?
Yes, sir?
Double scotch and lemonade.
A what?
That's right. Lemonade.
Now I heard every...
Sid, took you long enough to get in touch with me.
Had a business engagement.
So your manager told me, with a beautiful girl.
It was business.
How is business?
Couldn't be better. I got the news flash on the radio, Mr. Murtaugh. You must be feeling pretty good.
Huh? Oh, Perry Mason.
What a break for you, huh?
Depends.
On what?
Oh, lots of things. What Mason has up his sleeve. You...
Thanks, gents.
Have the lemonades for the other gentleman.
Thank you.
I'll take the check.
Yeah, sir.
Go on, B.H.
Mason's a clever man. Suppose he let himself be taken.
Why?
Mr. Mason could answer that question. I can't.
And? Okay, I'll start it. You think maybe Mason has something on your client, Elizabeth Wren?
Possibly.
Now, let's not be cagey, B.H. Isn't that where I come in?
It is. You see, there are indications that Mason was on the trail of information connecting Mrs. Wren with those unfortunate pictures that were taken of her sister-in-law, Mason's client.
I thought you said Doc Keegan would give her a bill of health.
Well, I like to have more than one string to my bow. Of course, there are disadvantages to you, Sid. For example... Your business keeps you from being the best ace in the hole.
I don't like the idea any more than you do. I get up on the stand, and before Mason gets through with me, he'll make my rum pellets look like an opium den or something.
Yes, I've considered that angle.
On the other hand, if I had somebody to back up my story, somebody Mason couldn't tear down.
Oh.
I'm not saying yet. I'll be H.
No one has ever called me ungrateful.
You'd owe me a lot.
A very great deal. Now, who is he?
She, B.H. She.
One of your dance hall girls.
But what a dance hall girl. Her name's Trag. Nora Trag.
What difference does the name mean? Trag?
Homicide Lieutenant Trag's daughter. Is she good enough?
She'll do as you ask.
Nora'll swear black as white if she thinks it'll keep me out of a jam.
I've heard you're a devil with the ladies.
Well, from the reports I get, you don't do so bad yourself.
It could be.
Now, if I do this...
I'll owe you a lot.
But you won't use us unless you have to.
That's a promise. I'll keep you up my sleeve, my ace in the hole. Lieutenant Trag's daughter, huh? The daughter of Mason's friend. Sid, that's a very nice ace in the hole. Just about as nice an ace as anyone could ask for.
And so while each side makes ready for the courtroom struggle, which is to begin next week, obviously the odds are all on the side of Liz Wren and her lawyer, B.H. Murtaugh. And yet there's that boy, that Maxwell Cook and his snapshots. Perry Mason intends to use him as a surprise. And speaking of surprises... There'll be surprises and fireworks aplenty next week, so be sure to join us, won't you?
When I say Tide is different, I mean it's different from any other washing product you can buy. That includes soap, Suds Discoveries, everything made for washing clothes. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any of them. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film as well. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide takes gay prints and checks and actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. Now, of course, you want to know about suds. Well, Tide gives oceans of high, billowy suds, even in hardest water. They're different-looking, different-feeling suds. Different suds from different Tide, the only washing product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.